Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays here on 98.1 KZE, sponsored by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Also by Hotel Tivoli and the Corner Restaurant, boutique lodging, seasonal Hudson Valley dining, and craft cocktails in downtown Tivoli, hoteltivoli.org. And finally, the Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at kingstonimplantcenter.com. You know, typically on Tasting Tuesday, we bring in food businesses and beverage businesses. We're doing something a little different today. We're going to be talking to two members of the community here in this area of the Hudson Valley. And I know Cindy Silver for many years. Her son is a filmmaker friend, and got to know Cindy and Harvey Silver, who are residents of Rhinebeck. And Cindy, you are a volunteer for Blue Fridge.
Yes.
The Blue Fridge. And also with us is Darlene Pedrosa, who is also, are you from Rhinebeck?
Saugerties.
Get out. No, we have lots of wonderful friends in Saugerties at the station. You're a member of the Rhinebeck Rotary
Yeah,
Club?
My businesses are located in Rhinebeck.
Okay, very good. And, oh, I see, right. And you did tell me about that. But today we're here to talk about, and the Rotary Club specifically, End Hunger Network.
Yeah, we call it the End Hunger Initiative. Anything to do with ending hunger.
Anything that helps end hunger is a good thing. Right?
Yes.
So that's the focus of today's conversation, and also just the nature that you're both volunteering and using so much of your time. Cindy, I see I see on the socials, you are really, really immersed in this role of yours.
Yes.
Tell us how you got started, and talk a little closer, just in case, a little bit closer.
Yes.
And tell us how you got started working with the Blue Fridge.
Sure.
And tell also people in a short way, like, you know, exactly what the Blue Fridge does, because I could read it, but it's better.
Absolutely. So before the pandemic, Congregation Emmanuel of the Hudson Valley, mm-hmm. somehow I became president of the sisterhood, even though I was brought up by two atheists and never attended temple. I joined because the rabbi was involved with Father Frank, who helped feed immigrants and house them. So I joined. And then we worked at the Clinton Avenue Church, the Methodist Church, cutting food, because there were 200 people who used to come in every day.
Right.
When the pandemic started, that ended. When Pastor Joy came 7 years ago, she brought out an old refrigerator, painted it blue, put it outside of the church, and thus the Blue Fridge began, with funding from Novo, from Peter Buffett, and others.
Okay.
And my rabbi started the Blue Fridge Committee at the temple, because the social action committee that I had been on ended. I came in kicking and screaming. I'm not cleaning the refrigerator three times a day. I live in Rhinebeck. Went once, so you don't have to clean it all day. You just fill it.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, all I do is try to help fill the Blue Fridge. And everyone who sees me either goes, I put food in. I have money for you. I'm dropping food off.
Right.
So everyone that I know, every organization, every restaurant, every store, Mighty Donuts donates everything that's left over.
Right.
Lots of bagels.
Because as we all know, I mean, just this is common knowledge.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous amount of waste. Like
yes.
What restaurants and stores are throwing out every day, it's a shanda.
Right. It is a shame.
Yeah.
And Hannaford's was giving twice weekly huge donations. With the change in policies, that food can only go to food pantries where people sign. And the difference with the Blue Fridge is no one signs. It's open 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. And I call it the ocean. It fills and empties every 15 minutes.
What do you mean no one has to sign?
With food pantries, you go, they have all your paperwork.
I see.
Some of the people in the neighborhoods
are you talking
afraid.
About the volunteers?
No,
of the
I'm
food,
talking about
talking
the people
that...
who are hungry. They're afraid to give their information because sure. maybe they have pending citizenship issues or whatever. So it's open. We get people from everywhere, people who are unhomed, people who are in halfway houses, people who are afraid to come out. Everybody can go to the Blue Fridge and find food all day long, 7 days a week.
Right. Never question what their motives are. It's their...
Never.
Their, right. And why would we, right? Right. Darlene, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Thanks for
to
coming.
Be here.
Sure. Well, any friend of Cindy's. You are, again, a part of also the Rotary Club, the Rhinebeck Rotary Club,
That's
correct?
Right.
Where they have this End Hunger initiative. Not very controversial.
Not at
or
all.
Or is it? Does anybody ever have a problem with any of this?
I think people see the need, and so good, there hasn't been good. Any controversy.
Well, it certainly crosses, you know, religious or institutional lines, or, you know, that's one of the things that we can all come together in, because hunger doesn't know from religion.
Right.
Right. So, anyway, how long have you been with Rotary?
So Cindy and I joined together about 3 years ago when I came to Rhinebeck.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been service-minded, so Rhinebeck Rotary was an awesome fit for what I wanted to accomplish in the community and give back. And so we kind of linked up with our mutual desire to help feed those that are in need. And it's not just with the Blue Fridge. We've also expanded to other initiatives locally to make sure that people that need food have it, such as like a Thanksgiving drive.
Okay.
And we plan on doing some big events this summer and fall to kind of enhance what we've already been doing.
Mm.
And also Duchess Outreach gives some food to the Blue Fridge, and they're a big organization feeding 6,000 people a week.
Wow.
We're up to like 2,000.
Yeah.
We get hundreds a day. So we're crossing all lines now. Women met with me last week. Middle school kids are setting up a Blue Fridge in Rhinebeck. Saugerties just got a Yellow Fridge. So the word is spreading and everyone is becoming more aware. You just have to go once, meet these wonderful people who are hungry and so grateful, and there's no judgment. No judgment at all.
Yeah, we know people are out there deciding whether they're going to fill their stomachs today or they're going to pay some other bill.
Yes.
So that way they can have utilities running in their home.
Yes.
Or they're going to pay rent or something, you know,
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
a terrifying place to have to be.
Yeah.
But fortunately, there are all these resources that, you know, not surprisingly, are coming from the community, which is
yeah.
pretty amazing.
And Darlene's three wonderful super sandwich maker children will come to my house right. with money I've fundraised from everyone I know. And they'll make sandwiches. I used to make them every week. Now, if her kids come, they'll make 80 sandwiches in a few minutes, and we bring them over. The kids at the high school in Rhinebeck,
mm-hmm.
they're making sandwiches. Mm-hmm. They just got a grant from the Rhinebeck Rotary Club. We have everybody. I mean, middle school kids want to open a Blue Fridge.
Yeah, well, I think it's nothing more empowering and just why do, you know, kids want to stay on their phones? Or no, this is a wonderful thing to make kids feel like they have purpose and that they're doing something that is important and, you know, gives them yeah. meaning, you know. I think it's fantastic. I think kids are just perfect people to do this.
Yeah, what do your kids say? Because
well,
we have
what?
So much fun.
Well, the kids understand the importance of it because, again, their mother came from a service towards others mindset from my whole entire life. I've done missions, whatever. But what I try to teach them and what I think these other kids are learning is it only takes one thing in your life to change the trajectory. Mm-hmm. It could be one illness. It could be one mistake sure. that you make, one financial disaster. And we would all find ourselves in the same position.
Right.
And so when we come alongside those that are facing that need now, we're also paving the way for if that ever happens to someone that we know personally and love and care about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
At any age.
And middle class people have, you know, it isn't just people who don't feel they have enough money for food. I helped my children. Every time I went to Brooklyn, I brought 15 bags of groceries.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, a way of life that since my dad taught me as a kid to help others, he helped every old Jewish person in New York City, getting them fans, air conditioners, TVs, playing cards with them.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw how you can make a change in someone's life and poor Harvey met me. And since then, we've had more immigrants, migrants, displaced people, adopting honorary Afghan young women. We just feel we have. Why shouldn't we share?
Exactly.
Right?
100%.
Right. And it would be great if we could remove the stigma, the sense of shame that comes along with accepting donations because, you know, do it, then pass it along. You know, this is where we have to kind of get into that mind frame that there's no shame in it and that, you know, just get back to, in whatever way you can. If you want to give an hour of time, if that makes you feel less, you know, but there's absolutely no
there's
shame.
There's no shame. And like Kip's Tavern.
We've all been there in one sense
or another. The chef at Chefs of at Kip's Tavern belongs to the Rotary Club. He brings his brand new little girl. They make sandwiches and food and bring drinks. And the young girl, Mia, who's in Nathan's film at the temple where all this started from, she, for her bat mitzvah, collected money for the Blue Fridge. And she, at her bat mitzvah, had a poster out and a collection. And she baked and kept bringing food. And once you capture kids at a young age now, and the families, once the mothers go or the fathers or the brothers or sisters, then every week they're coming.
That's wonderful. All right. So how we have to kind of wrap things up in a moment, but how do people, you know, where do people drop off their donations and, or maybe they want to get involved?
Well, I mean, the Blue Fridge is always accepting donations, and Cindy can talk more about that at the church directly. But we're also at Rhinebeck Rotary. If anyone wants to come and join the initiative, we're always opening our arms for new members to help, you know, drive this cause.
Okay, so, and that is at 122 Clinton Avenue, correct, in Kingston?
That's the Blue Fridge, yeah.
That's where the...
With Pastor Joy McVane, we're like soul sisters now. She considers me an honorary Methodist. I consider her an honorary Jew because we feel every religion, every person of every ethnicity wants to help. And so we just feel it's being a good human being.
Right.
Basic human need.
Yeah. And so people can bring food to the Blue Fridge. They could bring food on Mondays at noon to the Rotary Club. They could contact me.
Well, where's that?
The Rotary Club is at the Beekman at noon every Monday.
Oh, okay.
And anyone who contacts me and says, I have all this food. How do I get it there? I say, if you can bring it, bring it. If not, I'll come anywhere. Yesterday, I made a commitment to pick up the leftover bread at Sunflower in Woodstock because I met the manager and we instantly became friends because they have given us several gift certificates.
Superheroes.
Harvey's deciding tomorrow if he's eating or paying, filling up the gas tank.
Yes. Yes. Once in a while, we'll buy one thing for ourselves on a donation just to pay for, like, the tolls. And that's rare.
Right.
I'll do that just to, let Harvey know we're not bankrupting him. But Sunflower has been wonderful, both the locations.
Oh, Sunflower Mac.
Oh, my God.
There's one in Rhinebeck, right?
Yes,
and there's one, and, of course, in Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. 12 chickens during Thanksgiving for
the Blue Fridge. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
We get thousands. I fundraised $11,000 in Six Senses. Mm-hmm. Did a fundraiser for us. They're doing another one.
Yeah.
And we got $4,000 when we first started our initiative and bought a brand new gorgeous fridge with glass doors so you can see everything.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, we'll have to do a part two soon. That's clear.
But also keep an eye out for Rhinebeck Rotary for the two events that we're going to have in the summer and the fall. There should be big.
And if you go on Cindy Silver's Instagram
or
Facebook, I thank everybody because I'm so grateful. And I put a picture of everyone who donates.
I know you do. That's great. Yeah. Thank you, Darlene Pedrosa and Cindy Silver. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.